Farmers and ranchers are watching Washington, wondering when a new farm bill will get passed. Political science professor John Hibbing at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says food stamps used to help that deal get done.
The idea was not every district, not every state is involved heavily in agriculture, but probably almost every district, every state is involved in food stamp kinds of things. They have needy constituents.
This time, however, food stamps are getting in the way. Both the Democratic-controlled Senate and the Republican-controlled House would make cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The version passed by the Senate would cut $4.5 billion over 10 years. The House is looking at cutting $16 billion. Supporters say the deep cuts from the House are needed to control spending, but critics feel it's wrong to make cuts when more people than ever are asking for help. Earlier this month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that nearly 47 million people are on food stamps in the U.S. That's a record, and about 20 million more people than in 2007. Once a week in Lincoln, Nebraska, people having trouble affording enough to eat can come to the basement of Lakeview Methodist Church. A program called FoodNet does this across the city.
How are you feeling today? That's great.
Volunteer Sheila Rutt points out servings of leftovers from a hospital cafeteria served in takeout containers stacked on the kitchen counter.
Turkey tetrazzini, sweet and sour, vegetable ravioli, shells and cheese, and a rice.
Many of the people picking up food are like Margot Rush. She's 70 years old and lives on a fixed income of about $600 a month, which she says goes quickly.
Rent, electricity, my car, if I want to go anywhere, it takes gas.
Rush also gets another $65 each month in SNAP benefits. But to make her budget last, she still comes to FoodNet and has to be cautious about what goes in her cart at the supermarket.
You got to be very careful. Like half a dozen eggs. It's bad. It's hard.
With millions more Americans enrolling for food stamps in the last few years, House Republicans are questioning who qualifies. Here's why. From 2007 to 2011, the cost of the SNAP program more than doubled to nearly $78 billion a year. Catherine Bradley is a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, which supports limiting SNAP spending.
Every time a state finds somebody to sign up for food stamps, they're reimbursed by the federal government. So the spending on the program continually goes up, 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 depending on how many people they find.
States are finding more people because of the recession and because of a change in the rules. Since 2002, states have had more options to enroll people with a little higher income or more assets to fall back on, like savings or a house or a car. Dozens of states raised their limits, including Nebraska and Iowa.
So a lot of people who've lost their jobs don't have an income, but they still have a whole lot of assets. A lot of people are being signed up for food stamps who otherwise wouldn't normally be eligible.
To make sure people first spend what they have, the House Farm Bill would reinstate the basic federal limits for food stamps back to families with less than $2,000 in assets and with incomes under 130% of poverty, which is about $2,400 a month for a family of four. So while the House cuts would save billions in the budget, the Congressional Budget Office estimates nearly 2 million people would lose their food stamps. Dorothy Rosenbaum says that would push more people into poverty. Rosenbaum is a policy analyst at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, which advocates for expanding SNAP eligibility.
It primarily helps recently unemployed families who don't have to spend down their assets before they can access food assistance, and also senior citizens who may be on a fixed income and have modest assets squirreled away for a rainy day that they would have a difficult time replenishing.
This is the debate that's holding up the farm bill, and it ties into a larger debate happening in the current election over the deficit and how to help the middle class. Remember, John Hibbing at the University of Nebraska says in the past, food stamps helped urban and rural lawmakers come to consensus.
Before, people were willing to say, okay, well, you know, if you have nice agricultural subsidies for my favorite commodity, then I'll be willing to go along with your food stamp program.
But Hibbing says that's not likely in 2012, with control of the Senate and White House in play.
Given the pressures on budgetary matters and the general ideological timber of the times, that kind of willingness to let the other side go with theirs is not there.
Now, the fact is, the farm bill is so large that whether the Senate cuts $4 billion from SNAP or the House cuts $16 billion, either way, about 80% of the farm bill would still help poor Americans buy food. But that $12 billion that separates Senate Democrats and House Republicans could make a difference in how a farm bill gets passed, and for potentially millions of Americans, how they put food on the table. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.